So here's something really exciting coming to Woking. After a 20-year absence, the car show is coming back to Woking in the town centre on Sunday. Let's chat to the man behind this, the man with all the cars and the man that knows people with lots of cars to put it all together. Terry Fox joins us on the programme. Morning, Terry.
Good morning, John. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. So tell us a bit about what's happening in the town centre on Sunday.
Yeah, it was an initiative from Woking to try and get people back into the town. And as you said, 20 years ago, Trident Honda, who graciously are sponsoring again this time, sponsored the show back then. So we got together, had a few words, and we've managed to pull it off. So it'll be in the town centre in lots of the pedestrianised areas in the two town squares, and hopefully, weather being kind to us, will be full of all sorts of cars.
Brilliant. And it seems like a lot of work for you to put all this together. I mean, you must know a lot of people with a lot of cars to put this sort of thing together.
Yeah, I know quite a few people, and sort of social media helps, obviously, and Through various contacts, we've managed to get all sorts of cars. So we've hopefully got some supercars coming. We've got customs, hot rods, classic British cars, classic European cars. So it should be a good mix.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the cars themselves are really interesting to see, but also, the owners are going to have all these stories to share because every car is going to tell a story, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. My own truck, 73-year-old American pickup truck, that will be there. That's got a few stories. People with supercars that have done various sort of things like cannonball runs, things like that. So lots of owners will have lots of stories. There should be lots to keep families entertained.
Brilliant. Perfect family outing for a Sunday in Woking Town Centre. And we mentioned Trident Honda, the fact they're sponsoring again. And, I think I was watching some videos from them put over on social media saying, that some of the people working for Trident Honda, are going to bring in their own cars along as well. So they're really getting behind this.
Yes, they are. Yeah, I mean, we can't thank them enough. They've done great work. And we've got some cars coming from Honda Heritage as well, some direct from the Honda factory, as well as some of their new electric vehicles. But the one thing I did forget to mention, we've got the Bumblebee car coming from Paramount Pictures, not the Volkswagen, but the Camaro from the end, so from the Transformers film.
Oh, wow.
And Paramount have provided some posters and some other good goodies to give away. So any child that comes, any family member that comes wearing a Transformer T-shirt or something will be eligible for a T-shirt or a poster or something like that.
Oh,
we've also
got
one of the Transformer. Yeah, we've got one of the Transformer robots coming as well. So.
Oh wow! I mean, you'd be busy putting this together. And Trident Honda, of course, they've been a big part of Woking, haven't they? A big part of the motor industry for many years. There were a number of sites over the last 60 years, isn't it?
60 years, yes. Yeah. So we're really lucky to have them on board, and it's just part of the town's heritage. They've been more than helpful with sort of sponsoring us. So, we're looking forward to what should be a great day.
Absolutely. Support from the council as well to put this together.
Yes, we've had a great assistance from their teams. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to do too much finance-wise.
we know why that would be.
Yeah. we've had great support from the business liaison team, and they've been really helpful in pulling this together and allowing us to use the town centre to showcase this event.
Brilliant. And it's great that this sort of thing is coming back after a 20-year absence. I think it's something that everyone can get involved with because, who doesn't like to, look around cars and talk to owners? So for you, I mean, how did you first become interested in cars? Where did that come from in your life?
I guess through my father. For as long as I can remember, I've been a car enthusiast. I've always had a passion for American cars, and I don't know where that came from. From childhood, apparently I could stand at the gate when I was 4 years old and just tell people what car was coming by the noise of the engine. So, it's in my blood.
Brilliant. And you live in Horsell, I believe, at the moment.
Yes, I do.
You've always been local to this area?
Always been sort of Woking, yeah. It was, yes, all my life, Woking, sort of Woking area.
Yeah.
Boy and man, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And lots of changes, of course, over the years we've all experienced. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, brilliant. And yeah, it's really interesting, you know, not just, you know, say, you know, the cars, the classic cars from the past, but obviously you mentioned, you know, Honda providing new cars and actually the first look at some exciting new cars as well that haven't been seen before. I mean, that's pretty exclusive.
Yes, they're bringing one car that is hasn't been released yet and won't go on sale until January. So I think it's the first time this car's going to have been seen out in public. So that's, yeah, really exciting news and great for Trident.
Brilliant, yeah. Come and see that and all the other cars. How many cars do you reckon you've got in total in the town centre on Sunday?
As long as the weather's good to us, because lots of them are convertibles, lots of them are... we've got some beach buggies coming as well, so they want nice weather. We should be around the 70 mark, which is sort of what we were aiming for. And they're spread out from Jubilee Square up through Mercia Wall Commercial Way and into the new Victoria Square. So it will be throughout the town.
Brilliant. Taking over town centre on Sunday between 11 and 4 p.m. So you can't miss it in the town centre. And the best thing, this is, I mean, you know, cost of living, it's a free event. It's not going to cost anything. So, you know, that's
absolutely
definitely a win-win. So check that one out. And yeah, what else do you get up to? Do you do these sort of events regularly? Do you do sort of other things? What do you do?
Yeah, I run a couple of breakfast meets at one of the local pubs, and I attend lots of other sort of breakfast meets and car shows and that sort of thing, and just enjoy working on my truck. So
brilliant.
Sounds boring, but it's quite good fun.
Do you know, your truck sounds amazing. I mean, what, 70-year-old truck? How did that come into your possession?
It was just, I'd always wanted one. The time was right, the price was right. It was advertised, and I popped down to Andover and looked at it and bought it on the spot.
I bet
it's a work in progress.
I bet you get some looks, though, as people sort of walk past and see that. About, oh, what's that?
Yeah, fairly uncommon on the streets of Horsell, that's for sure.
I can imagine. And it's nice to see something different as well, because a lot of cars these days, you know, they're kind of built to be functional and have all these sort of gadgets and things in, but, like, you know, they often look the same, so it's nice to see something different that catches your eye.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, and it is totally different to everything else that's parked along our street.
Yeah,
so
there we go.
Yeah, there is that.
We'll see you coming along in your truck, but no, good to talk to you, and hoping for good weather for Sunday for your car show.
Yeah,
we'll keep our
fingers crossed for that, and we look forward to seeing lots of people down there.
Brilliant.
On Sunday.
Excellent, brilliant. Thank you, Terry, and yeah, have a good one on Sunday.
Pleasure. Nice to talk to you, John.
Nice to talk to you too. There we go. Terry Fox, who's organising the car show, coming to Woking Town Centre this coming Sunday, 11 until 4. Lots to see. That's a great day out. Hopefully, good weather.